Hi, I'm Nigel.
And I'm Tricia.
And we're both from Real Time Heart Based. And we thought for this podcast, we would discuss the issue of fitting in. A number of people have spoken to us about the issues they have when they feel either excluded or they're watching maybe people having a great time and they just don't feel part of it.
And a lot of the time it's trying to fit in and trying to work out what you need to do to be part of it. And sometimes that sort of suggests that you're, you know, having to sort of change the way you do things to be accepted or to feel like you're part of the group or whatever it is. And so there is this, you know, shifting and changing of yourself and looking at, oh, what have I done wrong? Maybe if I do it this way or I do it that way.
Or even what's wrong with me? Suggesting that because a particular group of people haven't invited this person in or they just don't feel comfortable in that group, they feel kind of alienated or isolated or that there's something wrong with them that they need to change in order to fit.
Well, I mean, a lot of people, you know, are looking for belonging, you know, belonging to something. And sometimes that sense of belonging can bring comfort. So it seems like that is the thing to do, to get this approval or to get, you know, be part of the group. And so sometimes it may be, like you said, feeling there's something wrong. So you've got to keep changing to get that feeling of, yes, someone likes me, or, you know, I'm fitting in here now and that feels better for me. But, you know, really with this sense of belonging, you know, are we really belonging in this group if we have to change ourselves so much to be able to feel like that someone's going to accept us into that?
Well, you know, we often, Tricia, talk about the authentic self, bringing all of who we really are. And it's interesting because one of the things we do discuss with people who are struggling with this is about laws of attraction. And one of the things that comes out of this idea of laws of attraction is that we often get the reactions we do, particularly when we're not bringing the authentic us, who we really are, how we really feel, and what we really want and what we really don't want. And so when we're in that situation and not really being present in our moments, it can lead to a number of situations where maybe other people don't feel they really, you know, they don't feel the vibe of authenticity and don't feel that comfortable, or feel maybe the person's trying too hard. And that can create an intensity that's difficult to then live with. So what do you say, you know, to people, Tricia, when, you know, when you can notice that maybe that's what they're engaging in?
Yeah, I'm hearing what you're saying with that. You know, it doesn't feel right. So it doesn't feel right, and so it can feel a little bit uncomfortable. But the interesting thing is that when we're trying to sort of fit in, we may end up doing things that we don't really want to do or we don't feel good about. So we may take on behaviors, we might drink more, we might do things that others do that we may feel that we, you know, we
become more accepted even.
More accepted. And then we find ourselves, you know, like going home and thinking, well, you know, I'm doing this. It doesn't actually feel right. And so there's a sense that something's wrong. And this is probably what it is. When you feel that you don't fit in, you know, and all that trying and you're changing yourself, but deep down you're not really getting that sense. And this can bring some real discomfort. And I think we're probably a little bit at this point in time where many of us may be doing things that we may not feel good about. And so, you know, what do you do then? How do you fit in? And like what you have said, maybe it's not realizing actually it's not a bad thing to not fit in, because maybe not fitting in is actually saying to you, maybe what is happening here with this group or in this situation may not really align with what you are about. And so,
well, yeah. It may be. And often, I mean, my experience is that where I have, you know, I mean, I've had a history and, you know, growing up and stuff of not really liking who I was. And so when I was in a situation where I was being excluded, or people didn't want me around, I was definitely into the what's wrong with me and what do I have to be, what behavior do I have to bring that gets me into that group. And once I was accepted in the group, that didn't feel good either. And this is the dilemma, yeah, that when we try too hard to be what other people want us to be, we end up, the laws of attraction then work in that, oh, well, we're now being something else and people seem to warm to that, so I keep doing it. But actually, it's not the true me. It's not the authentic me. So then in myself, I become less happy. So in my case, I've, you know, it is about the work on the self to really know who you are, to know yourself really well, and that in itself creates a different law of attraction around you. But also it is the work on discovering you and working out in all of this who you really are, what you really want and what you don't want, and being able to express that out loud. And this takes time and practice, Tricia, which is really what a lot of people who work with us do. They come to us, work through some of these issues, and then begin the journey of the self-discovery to arrive at a point where they can be, you know, bring all of themselves to each situation, be present in their moments. And when that feeling is there, and this is what I discovered for me, when I'm able to bring all of me, who I really am, if people aren't attracted to that, I'm not feeling anymore what's wrong with me. I recognize that I'm not going to appeal to everybody and they're not all going to appeal to me. And the laws of attraction work where different relationships are formed because people then know who you really are, and then relationships can form on that basis.
So we've got a lot of work to do, really, in terms of, you know, for so long we have gone with this, you know, like you say, this trying to fit in and tell our self-talk around what's the way, you know, like, I mean, we get infused by all these messages around us, you know, maybe from our parents, maybe from the school, maybe,
or even commerce, you know, commercials, marketing, you know, be this, look like that, and oh, I know what it is, I don't have the latest phone, and in some cases that, you know, people not being up to date with fashion or whatever, or technology, can actually be a point of dislocation for some people. And so working out what matters to us means that then when we approach these situations, it's not a one way, it's a two way. You're looking at what you feel is available there for you, and they look at what's available there for them. And if there's not a match, there's not a match. But actually, I found in my case that then it was just about moving on, you know, and saying, okay, but there will be groups of people or individuals who I will get to know and feel this is a really worthwhile relationship to be in, because, you know, there's some alignment, there's something there, some connection there, important thing.
That's about giving hope. Let's bring people hope that there are people out there that you do align with. And so when you do this journey of discovery and get to like yourself a little bit more and not feel that you have to be this something or have this or whatever. But in all honesty, it's not an easy thing when we are continuously bombarded with these things. So it is actually a practice, and noticing what you're doing within yourself, isn't it? It's like, you can't, you know, we can say, oh yes, Judith, but every day we're probably surrounded by things that trigger us to go back in and once again feel there's something wrong with us, or I'm not fitting in. And then when we hear ourselves talk like that, we might start feeling sad. And then we start to, you know, what we call the word spiral a little bit, because we start to feel the impact of that, and we feel alone. We feel like we don't belong. But we can see how this story starts to expand. And so really for us now, it's about becoming aware of what we're actually saying to ourselves.
Well, there is the hope. You mentioned hope. And to anyone listening to the podcast, there is substantial hope. Because however isolated or however sad you may feel around or anxious around other people, what we can tell you is in my case, you know, I have an inner peace and inner contentment with myself, and I recognize there will be some people I will get on with and some people I don't. But when people don't want me to be included, I often see that as also their choice, their reflection on what they want, as provided I feel that I've brought all of who I am, then it really is a choice for someone else to decide. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm understanding myself better. I'm also I looked at a lot of my existing relationships and realized some of those really weren't compatible or aligned at all. And so as I became more content in myself and knew myself better, did this journey, did the work and the practice, I then realized actually there's some relationships I'm in that I recognized just weren't really authentic or true at all. So even those I've moved away from or reduced the amount of time I'm in those, because it might be okay every couple of months, but not every week or something.
If you are feeling like you're not fitting in, it could actually be a sign of something really important. And that can be that you're noticing that things don't feel right for you.
Mm.
So I feel that if you can look at this in a positive way, because actually what you might be recognizing is you might not be fitting in to some of the things that are happening out there that you feel really uncomfortable about. I mean, look, there's a lot of things going on in the world that may have you go, I don't want to be involved with this. You know, I don't want to be involved. I mean, there might be bullying, or there might be, you know, cliques in workplaces or whatever it is. And you might be deciding that I don't fit into this. So look at it as something positive that you are starting to recognize what it is that doesn't feel right for you. And it's a really great sign.
Mm.
So, you know, it's a sign of now being able to go, you know, I'm actually starting to value me because I'm choosing not to just fit in for the sake of fitting
and
in.
And to lose your authenticity, your integrity, perhaps as part of it. And Tricia, this is very, very important what you've said. And what we would say to all of you is that in our cases, we have worked out the way to work on the self to really arrive at who each of us really are and how to bring that in all of our moments. So depending how much angst this is causing you, you can book a personal session with either Tricia or I, or you can, if you just want to take a longer term practice, you can enroll in the online program, all of which is on realtimeheart-based.com.
Yeah, because when you really discover yourself, I mean, we always say, you know, you can't love others until you love yourself.
Mm.
But actually, it's not just telling yourself, oh, yes, I love myself, I love myself. It's about really discovering what you really do have inside you that is amazing. And we may have just ironed all that out. We may have just totally bypassed it all, thinking, I'm not good enough. That might have been the story. However, it is not the story.
It's not. We're all each unique, amazing individuals. All of us have gifts and talents, and it's about
things you love,
things
and things
we love
that
doing,
and
things
when you're
passions.
Doing those things that you love and you feel really good, the ripple effect from that just expands into, you know, bringing so much more and discovering so much more. So there really is hope. So if you're feeling like you're not fitting in, it's okay. There is somewhere to go with it.
And you've raised a very good point there, Tricia, which is what we're offering here is research-based, that when we move towards our heart, towards where the truth is, towards where we can bring our feelings and authenticity, it actually helps the whole of ourself, that all of us, our heart, mind, body, spirit, all responds positively to that and builds momentum towards wellness and well-being. So we do invite you to, you know, come to the site, look at the four individuals part of the site or the homepage, and you can really get a sense of what this is all about and what is best for you at this time.
And it is a real discovery, and it is, it's not anything, nothing about what you should be or should do.
There's no shoulds,
but
duties.
We've got some ways that can really support you in looking at things a little bit differently and really start to notice and to practice in your everyday that you can begin straight away to make a real difference. And we've really seen this in so many people.
The deep happiness that they arrive at and the contentment of being who they are in all of these moments.